You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Mennonites are a religious group known for living simply. They're also famous for their colorful, handmade quilts, usually made with patterns that have been around for generations. But less well known is another craft Mennonites like to make out of fabric scraps, throw rugs. Lou Ann Morgan of Climax weaves on a cast iron loom. It's been in her family for more than 100 years. Her rugs will be on display at Sarkozy Bakery in Kalamazoo for the next 2 months. Morgan isn't Mennonite herself, but her dad's side of the family is. When she was little, she says she would wear a dress to visit them.
Often we would go over during mulberry season, and I would wear a skirt out of respect for the way their lifestyle was. But climbing trees in a skirt was always challenging, I thought. That was one thing that I remembered. But there were also some very beautiful things. They didn't own a television. So in the evening, you would gather around a piano or an organ and sing. And there were just some wonderful times like that.
Morgan says weaving rugs out of rags and clothing scraps is a pretty common Mennonite hobby. She says they don't like to let anything go to waste. Morgan says her grandpa even had his own rug business in the early 1900s.
He did farming in Michigan in the summer, but he wanted a winter source of income.
To make the rags into a kind of yarn, Morgan cuts them into strips, ties the ends together, and rolls them into a ball. Then she feeds the rags into a fly shuttle, the part that you weave in and out of the stretched loom. Then it's time for this 100-year-old loom to work its magic. Morgan says the fly shuttle is automatic, which means it will shoot the rag yarn back and forth across the loom, all on its own. Almost like when a typewriter resets.
So I can kick along and weave pretty quickly, and you do get a workout as you weave.
Morgan says setting up the loom takes several hours, and usually requires 2 people. But once all the threads are set in the loom, she can weave a standard size rug in about 2 hours. The rugs Morgan makes are sturdy and thick, about the width of a pencil. She says Mennonite rugs can be pretty simple, usually with 2 stripes down either side. But Morgan says she likes to experiment with different designs and materials. She even made a throw rug entirely out of plastic grocery bags from Meijer.
And it almost comes out like a straw mat.
Do you mind if I feel it?
Oh, go ahead.
Morgan says her grandfather liked to make his rugs fancy, sometimes with a checker pattern.
He would enter his rugs in the county fair and in the state fair so he could win ribbons, and then he could tout that these are award-winning rugs. So I found that interesting, and taking pride in your work is really what that was.
Morgan says one of her favorite techniques is called hit and miss. That's where you throw a lot of different colors in a box, pull scraps out at random, and sew them together. Morgan says she did this recently when she made a hallway runner for her daughter.
And I used the color scheme in her wool area rug that she had in the living room, which is right next to the hallway. I picked out like 5 colors in that rug, and then I went and collected those colors over the course of 6 months.
Morgan says there's a lot of nostalgia in these old rags. Some of the balls she has on her shelves were made by her grandmother. Morgan remembers weaving with her mother and finding familiar fabrics.
I'd outgrow a pair of shorts and a shirt, and same thing with my brothers. And then as we would weave along from a hit and miss ball, which is all multicolored, it's like, oh, I remember that pair of shorts, you know, and you would weave it in there.
You can see Lou Ann Morgan's Mennonite rag rugs at Sarkozy Bakery in downtown Kalamazoo. She'll have them up for the next 2 months, starting with today's art hop. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.